Welcome to Hagman. It is the 25th day of March, 2026. It's Wednesday. With me, starting right out of the gate, is Austin Brower, healthmasters.com. He and his dad have a great radio show every single morning, every weekday morning, and they talk about just a number of things. It's really an informational download, plus healthmasters.com, the place to go for quality oral supplements. Tell you what, they got the good stuff. Austin is like right on top of everything, from health news to just a number of, I mean, pretty much everything you want to talk about. Austin is on top of it, and he's not. And I have to say this, and you're going to hear this now. You're going to be hearing more and more and more about this. I warned you about this before. Influencers. I'm just saying, and at the end, at the beginning of next hour, I'm going to explain this a little bit further, but influencers that have sold out this very specific agendas, all right? I'm talking about the people you listen to, the people that I once listened to. Now I surveil as opposed to listen, and it's really a big thing. It's a big thing, and you've got to really understand that things are not as they appear. All right, just saying. Iran, of course, there's some stuff going on there. Remember, folks, the first casualty of war is what? The truth, right? Things are happening there. Also, a couple of criminal referrals now made against Letitia James. One must wonder, is this merely performative or... maybe, just maybe, will this one stick, you know, or is this going to go down the road of Comey? Just wondering out loud. All right, with me, going to go right to it. Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, link in the program description box tonight. Austin, how are you, sir?
As always, speaking of being primed and ready to go, I told you they're going to come back in.
Yes.
I just got them. You'll be getting a can here shortly. Whoops. Get a can ready out to you here. They're not purple sticks. They're purple powder in a can. I guess that's what we call them now. I've called them purple sticks in a can, but apparently people got confused.
I'll take a couple of keys of that. Two keys, because I do. I got a side gig here.
It comes in six ounce containers, right. So whatever that equals up to.
we can I'll do the math for you. All right. Well, that's good. Good news, folks. If you like that instant energy without the caffeine, without the caffeine drop, without that sudden, you know, crash, I'll tell you what, the ultimate multiple powder.
Yeah. Stacked with this
stuff. Good stuff.
That's the money. The ultimate powder with the purple sticks or purple powder in a can.
I'm sorry.
That's where it is.
The purple sticks, ultimate multiple powder.
Sounds like you need a scoop, Doug.
Wow. I knew what I was talking about. I just had to rearrange the words differently. All right, sir. So let's talk. What's on your radar today?
Well, I've got multiple topics that I'm going to go into. So you guys get buckled in, get your 5-point harnesses on. I'm going to cover some topics on hypothyroidism and what you could do to help fix that and get it a lot better. I'm also going to go into detail on the judge now that ruled in a landmark censorship case. That was a huge deal. And also another tech company that is having to settle now in a massive lawsuit for violating the religious freedoms of their employees by forcing them to either get the COVID shot or be terminated even after they had submitted religious exemptions. I talked about that the entire time, so briefly I'll cover on that. And another one I'm going to get into here, this is going to be an interesting topic, is a planned side effect of what's going on in Iran being used to have a COVID 2.0, except in the oil industry and energy sector of the entire world and the United States now. There's some stuff that's been coming out with the International Energy Agency that I'm going to go into detail. So, Doug, you tell me what direction you want to head into today. I've been wide open on shows, and I've got a lot of content to roll out again.
Well, if you want, let's work backwards, starting with the last thing mentioned first out. How's that?
Let's do it. We'll run it back. Eric, I sent you this article on here, and of only a few major medias have really been covering it. The title on this specific article was "Work from Home and Slow Down on the Road." The International Energy Agency is advising emergency measures as oil prices rise. Now, at first, I didn't take much. I took this with a very small grain of salt. I was like, you know what? There's always these big, you know, basically websites to put out some fodder, some opinion pieces, except this wasn't an opinion piece. The International Energy Agency has advised its member countries, which, by the way, this is kind of like the WHO, the WHO, but for the energy sector. They have Australia, UK, US, numerous other ones. They are now stating that emergency measures need to be taken immediately in order to curb oil demand following the strikes on Iran. It's funny to me, Doug, because I watched multiple news stories the other day, short clips on mainstream, and it was very eerily similar how they're using similar phrases but with different keywords that mimic the COVID-19, 14 days to flatten the curve, 30 days for this. And regardless of what everybody's stance or opinion on in this conflict, it appears to me if this thing continues to escalate, a lot of these groups are going to use this as, you know, another COVID-style opportunity to start locking down individuals, reducing oil consumption, reducing freedom. And part of it is here, they said essentially the IEA ordered the largest release of government oil reserves in history to help calm the oil price shock. However, they're saying it hasn't helped. The energy agency said demand restraint is one of the emergency responses measures that all IE member countries are required to have as a ready contingency. The 10 measures that they dictated focus on road transport fuel primarily. The recommended actions are work from home where possible to save petrol. Funny, isn't it? Work from home again. Stay at home. Don't move. Sit inside your house. The second one was reduce all highway speed limits to reduce fuel usage. Ah, now we're going to lower the speed limits. Make sure nobody can get anywhere in any feasible amount of time. Encourage public transport. Now you need to go ride the bus. Limit car access to roads in large cities through number plate rotation scheme. This is interesting. I talked to some law enforcement that I know yesterday about this.
Sorry, I just had a flashback to Jimmy Carter, Rosalind Carter, thermostats every other day, like you mentioned.
Yep.
No. We no. You know what? Okay. Again, this is in Austin, I believe that this is a bunch of crap being pushed
on your
backside, okay?
I do too.
Because here in the U.S., we have the capability for that independence. And I understand the complexities and the nuances of this, but ain't no one going to tell me I can't put my, you know, gas in my 442 never mind. No, you're right.
Never let a good crisis go to waste. And that's exactly, remember, they've been wanting everybody to switch to all this electric stuff, these EV cars, these golf carts, basically, that, like, you know, Tesla. And they've been pushing this. They couldn't get it to catch. Well, what's the next way you do it? You force fuel prices up through artificial manipulation, through a lot of these speculators. I was in St. Louis a week and a half ago. I had to go up there to get some ankle maintenance. I've had injuries. I've been wild and racing and stuff when I was younger, motocross. I went up there to a doctor I know who does great work as far as take some stuff care well of my ankle. And it's funny because we left Florida, and right around here everywhere, diesel's $5.40, $5.50 a gallon when we left. We get up to St. Louis.
That's a sin, by the way, but go on. But
no, well, I know. In St. Louis, $4.05 for diesel, $4.10. So the highest I saw at all of St. Louis was $4.19. And I was like, okay, maybe something changed on this flight. It's over. We get back to Florida. No, it's back up to $5.50. And what's happened is now, again, the speculators, the transporters, the gas stations, we've had fuel almost go up $2 a gallon in diesel in the last 3 weeks. Oil hasn't even hit the refineries from the bidders that are putting contracts on these prices yet for oil at $90 a barrel. It shouldn't be at $6 a gallon already, yet the manipulators and the speculators are driving it up on purpose. And that's when I saw this article, I thought, my gosh, if we're not careful, they're going to walk us right into another COVID 2.0 again, where you can't drive, you can't do this. So this part right here, this number four, is what they're demanding from the IEA. It says limit car access to roads in all cities through number plate rotation schemes. Odd numbers on Monday, even numbers on Tuesday, whatever your tag starts with. So basically, you know, IAB, whatever they want to set it up with. I asked a guy, real good sheriff of mine yesterday, I had a conversation with this when I saw this article. And I said, what do you know about this? He said, well, this topic got brought up. I said, what do you mean it got brought up? Because topic got brought up with the sheriff's department. And I said, how so? I said, first off, how do you enforce this? He said, well, Austin, he goes, you can probably figure out how they're going to do this and what they're already setting up to do with Palantir and Flock. And he goes, Flock systems now, the cameras, the AI systems have been put in every major intersection, almost every major city, and they're spreading like wildfire. He showed me a thing on his laptop. And when they have it turned on, the Flock camera takes photos of every car and every tag at every intersection simultaneously, runs the photos through an AI data. He showed, it's my personal viewing, showed how the system worked, runs it through an AI data log. Any tag that comes back as suspended license, invalid insurance, registration's expired, it automatically flags it to the next phase. And then the agency sends the tag out to all the law enforcement in a 5-mile radius of where that tag was just picked up. And it happens in seconds. He said, if they want to do this, all they have to do is turn the Flock system up, and every single tag that's not supposed to be driving that day, they'll notify them, basically the driver immediately, and they'll start issuing fines out. And essentially, if you don't pay the fines, they're going to suspend your license within 30 days. And I said, this can't be real. This can't be happening. He said, I don't know if it's happening. He goes, I'm just telling you, they can do it with the flip of a switch with Flock systems. It's already in the system, in the software, ready to do it and basically start doing this if we want to start doing it. And he goes, he flat out told me, he goes, this is creepy. This is absolutely creepy. The fact that they're already telling everybody in the United States, get prepared to do this. Start ride sharing. Start riding the bus. Basically, live like you have nothing and be happy. Kind of like what they said about Agenda 2030. So I'm telling you my speculatory viewpoint in the future, if this continues to escalate, this is a possibility. I'm not claiming anything's happening right now. But what I'm saying is when you have the largest international agency like the EEA that helps regulate energy across the globe with all these member states, and they start coming in and saying all these things need to be done immediately. And the thing about this article, and I'm going to hand it to you and I'm going to get your opinion on this, that creeped me out is the bottom of it. In quotations from the IEA, Burrell, who's the director, said recommended measures, and I'm quoting, provided a menu of immediate and concrete measures that can be taken on demand side by governments, businesses to shelter consumers from the impact of crises. A menu of immediate and concrete measures that can be taken by demand on the side of the government, meaning they can flip this on and start doing these control measures within a day on all platforms, and nobody will even realize it until basically you're either getting fined or going to jail or can't get on the road or can't get fuel. This is very strange, and in my opinion, if this escalates, I think this is what one of the big plays was as far as the long move with pushing up oil prices, because anybody who was involved before this conflict, these guys aren't stupid. They knew what was happening if basically all these refineries start getting blasted, if they straight shut down all this stuff. They were already prepared for this. And the fact that the IEA already has this entire protocol in place, ready to go with all the member states, and said you can implement it immediately, that makes me start questioning if this thing didn't have something to do with trying to control the energy sector, manipulate it again like a COVID-19 2.0, Doug. That's what I want to cover today on that. So be prepared for it. If it happens,
well, I am hard pressed to believe that this would happen. Okay, now, let me rephrase that, because I suppose I could see that happening after a propaganda blitz.
Well, think what they're doing now. Well, what they say: 2 weeks to flatten the curve.
Right.
It's the short-term pain for the long-term gain with the oil industry now is what they've been saying on mainstream media.
Well, okay. If we went back to a Carter era scenario that include, okay, that obviously, folks, those people who were alive understand what I'm talking about, those who weren't. Now, there were different reasons and causes, reasons stated and causes, actual causes for that. Okay, so This time, I would have to say, if they attempted something like that, much like they would attempt perhaps like another biowarfare campaign, 6-foot mass and, you know, forced inoculations, I don't know how well that would go over. Okay, now, look, I could be sadly mistaken, but I don't know if people would accept that. And here's, because I'm not looking at this in isolation, okay? I'm looking at this kind of over a broader sense of things. We are not seeing any kind of forward movement from this administration, admittedly so, about accountability for those judges, for those for our elections that are a mess. You know, yeah. We can't pass the SAVE Act. We couldn't arrest, you know, Al Capone or anybody for crying out loud today, or file charges. Apparently, Pam Bondi she can't find the white courtesy phone. Okay, so having said all of that, I think there's and folks tell me in the chat or leave a comment. I think there is a buildup to the point where we don't need much more to say, you know what? No and hell no. And now, you know, you want to keep poking at us? Now it's on. Now I guarantee you there will be these mind-numb, zombified morons out there who will believe anything, both on the left and on the right. So I'm not, however, more on the left, because they're susceptible to, you know, this mind virus of propaganda. All right. However, I think the average person of reasonable sensibilities, an IQ above 90, 100, was going to say, no, you know what? F you, and I'm done. I'm done. You know, kind of like that moment that abused wife says, I'm out of here. But you know what? Look, I could be totally wrong. I don't know. So it's just me. So if they try, I believe if they try something like this, they will do this at their own peril. But then I'm certainly not impressed by what I've seen so far in terms of reaction. So there we have it. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and one thing you said, I think this would also roll out similar to the way COVID did. These restrictions would probably be something you see implemented in California and other extremely far left states that are massively compliant with insanity. And that's how I think a lot of stuff would try out first. Trying to do this on a national scale, no. But again, at the end of the day, if everything starts going up, diesel's at $6-$7 a gallon, $10 a gallon, it's not going to have a whole lot of restrictions for people not to basically drive. But again, this is how you start pushing this 15-minute city ideology. Oh, guess what, guys? We don't have to drive anywhere. We don't need a car. It's already like this a lot of places in Europe. You have 15-minute radiuses over in the UK. You can't go out of that radius at certain time frames, at certain days, without paying more fines and fees. They already have this implemented over there, and that's the overall goal, is to keep people consolidated in certain areas in order to control them more. And then you can control what people do by preventing them from getting certain things if they say anything, or they, you know, their speeches, you know, hate speech. That's all you do. You deem everything hate speech. And so that's how you continue to control what people do and say. That's why I've told everybody, I don't recommend complying with any of this BS, the same way we didn't during COVID here in Florida. If they start trying to implement this stuff, if they can't arrest everybody for driving on the wrong day, there's a whole protocol that they've already put on this. I don't think it would go very well in certain areas. So like you said, Doug, a lot of people would be like, middle finger, I'm going to drive on the opposite day just to be that guy.
Oh yeah. Look, I will get the biggest gas guzzling vehicle out there. Okay. And I will drive on the wrong side of the road on the wrong day. I've been not on the wrong side of the road, but you get,
yeah. I don't know, the wrong side of the road might get you in trouble a lot.
I guess what I'm saying is I'm done with this compliance bullshit. I'm done with being told that, you know, this is because, well, the experts agree, or the experts say this, screw you. Okay. And enough. And you know what I'm really disappointed in? I'm disappointed that we don't have, and I'm willing to go to the mat Okay, what do I have to lose, right? When you really have little to lose,
exactly right.
You become a pretty dangerous person. So at this point, screw everybody. Okay, you're not going to tell me when I can drive. You're not going to tell me when I can gas up. You're not going to tell me any of this. I am not going to comply. And I'm tired of the people. Again, who are the biggest hypocrites on the planet are the people who scream the loudest about censorship, yet they self-censor. They scream the loudest about whatever, and they do, they self-comply, or they limit themselves. Well, I don't understand that. I mean, I do understand it, sadly, but I don't agree with that. And I think that we have to find our nuts and lead off with our nuts and say, you know what? Along with our brains, and say, no more, no more, no more. You know what? You work for us. Adam Schiff should be a friggin', Adam Schiff should be under the fucking jail, okay? Adam Schiff should be under the fucking jail. Vindman should be under the fucking jail, okay? These
Fauci.
Fauci should be. I'll tell you what. Here's what we need. We need a couple of shovels. dig a hole, bury Fauci, cover it up, dig it back up. Okay, they'd cover them back up and then bury the fucking shovels. Okay, that's what I think. Yeah, along with that scarf lady Burks and all the people, Borla from Pfizer. You know what? Enough is enough. I'm done. Go ahead, finish. Continue.
Well, the thing about this is the issue I think everybody's realized and why the compliance has been so little, and I'm with you on this. I think the vast majority of people are going to push back. The reason why I want to bring this article up today is I want to let everybody know and give them an early heads up. This is a possibility they might try to do. Will I comply with this nonsense? Absolutely not. Will I submit to tyranny? Nothing. Absolutely. Just like I did during COVID. The article I sent to Eric, and it's talking about global tech company to pay $15 million in COVID-19 vaccination discrimination case. Once again, I called it during COVID. I said to every single person that contacted me that was terrified about not getting the shot because they were going to be terminated, I said, you put in a religious waiver that states I have a strongly held religious belief against getting this shot injected into me. Verbatim. Put it down like that. Submit it. I said, if they terminate you, with that submitted, formally filed, you have yourself a full-blown lawsuit on your hands. And I know a lot of people that have done it. And once again, global tech companies paying $15 million and having to overhaul its entire workplace policies to settle a federal discrimination charge tied to the vaccine mandate. The U.S. Equal Employment Opportunity Commission asked Tuesday the agreement reached without a lawsuit. It reached basically a settlement out of court. The agency's largest settlement involving a vaccine mandate. The EOC found reasonable cause to believe the company directly discriminated against employees by denying religious requests and firing workers who refused the vaccine. My gosh, I'm glad some people at least got some brains left in the federal government as far as these courts. It says the federal law requires employers to accommodate sincerely held religious beliefs. Under doing so creates undue hardship. I told everybody this. Everybody goes, no, they can't. I said, they will. If they violate this, you are literally having a lawsuit handed in your lap. They said the company, which operates 12 states, they're not giving the name of it in this article. I think it was under a sealed order on as far as the settlement, operates in 12 states, specialized in electronics and computing services. And essentially, they stated that anyone who does not get the shot, even after they submitted religious exemptions, would be terminated. And they terminated them. And now there is a massive payout coming here to whatever. I think it was like 50 or 60 people that bankrupt jumped in on this bastards. Lawsuit. Now.
Bankrupt them. Okay.
No, 100%. I told so many people, I said, nobody. Listen to me, guys, and I don't care if it's about the fuel and driving. I don't care if it's about the COVID shot. I don't care if it's about you speaking your mind about Jesus Christ and what you believe. Nobody has the right to tell you what you can think, what you can say, and what you have to inject in your body. Nobody has that right to say that to you, period. Especially if you know the laws, know the rules, and are educated. Use your brain. Stay on top of this stuff, guys. The shot was a complete and total disaster. That shot is having, I talked about on an earlier show today, it is having continually more shots or more problems that we're seeing year after year after year. More now, Pfizer's basically this big issue with the FDA because they, again, covered stuff up. They still haven't released from 6 years ago as far as what it did with the DNA contaminants and the Simeon 40, SV40. You can listen to that show this morning on it.
Yeah.
It's getting worse. like I told everybody in 2021. And so I know a lot of people got bamboozled into it. That's why I put the Spike Protein Survival Kit together to keep your blood viscosity thin, prevent blood clots, keep basically healthy cardiovascular function. But I tell you guys this again. If they play a 2.0 with the fuel and the travel and you can't do this at a certain day, piss on it, dude. This, again, is CDC mandates, like it is energy mandates that you have to follow. They're not laws. They are not the Constitution.
And I don't want to hammer this to death, but what would be the governing body that would enforce these or that would mandate these laws, so to speak, or these whatever?
It would probably be something through the energy sector or transportation. So you're looking at DOT, EPA, some aspect level of that. Right. They would probably tie into some type of federal law enforcement agency as far as with DHS, some stupid crap like they did bringing OSHA. Remember the whole thing with under Biden with the COVID shot, they brought OSHA in, some like right. obscure 1980 law from OSHA about workplace safety, and said, right. Oh, we're at $50,000 fine per person that doesn't get the shot with the company. OSHA's have the ability to go fine because you don't get an RNA gene therapy experimental DARPA shot. There was no basis for that whatsoever. And that's why it all got struck down by the federal courts and the Supreme Court.
Which is getting more difficult to do these days because of the insanity behind the judges and the tyrannical ideological bias of the judges. And I'm going to back out of this and you go wherever, but here's where I'm at with all of this. I see us reaching up just this critical mass, and you don't know. I don't expect a bomb to drop on our heads, you know, from Iran. I don't expect to see a nuke go off at the hands of North Korea. Is it possible? Sure, but you know what's even more possible? What Austin said. Okay, these kind of draconian Orwellian enforcements, and they will only work as long as we allow them to work.
They're psychological tests.
Exactly.
That's what they are. That's what it was. COVID. You have to understand it from a psychological warfare standpoint.
Exactly.
They do things. They push them. Doesn't matter if they're illegal. They do it anyways, and there's no repercussions. We've seen that. They push them to see how people are going to comply. I mean, guys, paddleboarding off Long Beach in California, paddleboarding by himself, 2020. Law enforcement takes their boats, goes out into the ocean to extract him and handcuff him and drag him on the shore so they can arrest him for violating a mandate that you weren't allowed to go outside. There was zero right or precedent to legally do that at all. But they did it because they wanted to use it as a spectacle, psychological warfare. This is what they constantly keep doing. And this is why I've told people, too, be cautious with the pharmaceutical industrial complex that ties right into the back of this. The more they can keep people sick, the more they can keep people on pharmaceutical drugs, especially psychotropic drugs, the more people will be more compliant. Majority of these drugs dumb you down. They shut down your cognitive function as far as your overall concrete
rational
thought.
Decline. It's the business of managed decline. Go ahead.
It's what it is. That's how they do it. And there's an article that I sent, especially with young kids now. I mean, it's insane. I'm getting calls from parents. I mean, kids 4 and 5 years old that the doctors want to put them on Adderall, amphetamine, Schedule 2 controlled amphetamine. They want to put a 4-year-old on the other day. I got a phone call because the kid's wild. He's a 4-year-old boy. He's supposed to be climbing the wall. That's what they do. Oh, we can't deal with him. Well, why don't you try changing his diet? Instead of feeding him Fruit Loops with milk every morning and feeding him bread and pasta and high fructose corn syrup all day, try feeding him some eggs and oatmeal. Try and putting some food into him. It's not trash.
Sit him outside to play. Knock that phone or iPad or whatever the hell out of his hand. Okay, and put him outside to play. And damn right. And I have. I'll tell you what, Austin. The more research I do, because again. People know this, you know, with my dog getting sick and I will tell you something. All right. The supplements that you give to your child, in my case, believe it or not, my dog too, make all the difference in the world. Now, she had a great diet, but getting sick with, okay, moving aside from that, the, supplement, the precise dosing and knowing what you need to, call Health Masters and contact them, and they could talk you through all this. But understand, supplements have a purpose, and you can fix this hyperactivity. You don't need these artificial SSR, or not SSR, the stimulants and all that, or stuff for ADHD. All you need is a call to Austin Brower. Hey, this is what's going on. What do you recommend?
Attention factor, man.
There you go. Yes. Things like that. So, folks, understand. You've got to take control of your own health. And you do so by Health Masters. And you know what, people? If you don't want to do that, if you don't want to invest the time, it's going to be a time suck for a while. If you want to understand it at a biological level, it's going to be a time suck. So, hey, you can either understand what you need, why you need it, how it works, and all, et cetera, or you can just not, okay? But regardless, healthmasters.com, there it is on the screen. Purple sticks by the kilo. All right.
Well, it tying off, because I wanted to close this article out here, as I sent it to Eric. And, you know, exactly like the purple sticks attention factor were great for people that have ADHD, really need help focusing. They work great. You can call us up if you need that attention factor. This article says the hidden epidemic. She was 7 when doctors prescribed her Ritalin. By age 20, she had taken 14 different psychotropic drugs. She says, my life's passion to make sure this doesn't happen to anyone else. She talked about when she was 7 at a private girls' school in Philadelphia. She was fidgety and distracted, at least what they said. The school administrator said her 7-year-old needs to go to a psychiatrist, be evaluated for ADHD, immediately diagnosed, which, by the way, there is no physical diagnosis for ADHD. It's only basically clinical with a questionnaire. There are basically visible, oh, they're fidgety. There is no, oh, they're deficient in something. There's blood work on this. There is nothing for that, because it's a disease that they build. And I'm not saying some people don't have it as far as ADHD. However, a lot of it, majority of it, is massively misdiagnosed for people that are very creative, people that are very active, people that are very high functioning energy, and they want to use those to dumb them down. She said by 7, she was on ADHD Ritalin. They then switched her to Adderall. By basically 20 years old, she was on she had been through 14 different psychotropic medications. They switched her to SSRIs when she started getting depressed on the amphetamines when she had a teenager, that they started putting her in antipsychotics. And this story right here is just one of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of young kids every year in this country that gets put on these drugs, that in some cases puts them on a lifelong dependency. And not to mention, when you start giving these psychotropic drugs to young kids, you completely change their brain development for the rest of their life. 7-year-olds are not designed to be on amphetamines. If somebody came in and said, oh, by the way, I got some Ritalin here, but I also got some really good crystal meth for your 7-year-old. We're going to start giving them crystal meth to start basically doing, which, I mean, that's what these things are derivative of as far as they are on their base street value. That's what they are. And yes, they go, I've never put my child on, basically crystal meth or cocaine. I'd never do that. That's insane. Nobody should be doing that stuff. Well, it's fine. It's pharmaceutical. It's safe and effective. And they put on these kids and they have all these health problems for the rest of their life when they start going to this pharmaceutical industrial complex. And what does that do? It keeps people dependent on the big pharma drug corporations, and it makes them less focused on what's really going on and making a difference with their family, their life. And then it has a cyclical effect that they're more prone and more apt to put their kids on these drugs when they have children, because it's just normalized. The same way that the vaccine model has been used to condition parents in order to bring their kids in to have these wellness checkups every month. It's boggled my mind, which I know why. Blue Cross Blue Shield's got to make sure, they get their doctors their bonuses or their pediatricians. But this is why I tell everybody, look at what you're putting in your kid's body. Try to do the best you can to keep them off these drugs if all possible, and give them the right nutrients like the Ultimultiple Chewable, the Cod DHEA. That's what we do at Health Masters. I produce stuff and run stuff at the office that I give to my own kids. If I wouldn't give it to myself or my own kids, I don't carry it. I don't sell it. I'm in this for everybody, and I want everybody to be healthy, because the healthier, sharper, smarter, faster we all are, we have the more ability to encourage one another to really, really, really stand up for what's true, because all evil needs to prevail is for good men to do nothing.
Gee, I agree with that 100%, but you know what? I'm getting sick of merely saying it and hearing it. Now we have to implement something. We have to do something. Okay, look, we can't necessarily influence foreign policy, can we? I don't think so. Not unless, hey, maybe somebody in the chat can. I don't know. That may, certainly, I know some people listening perhaps could. However, what you can do is clean up your own house. Start with yourself. Start with your family. All right. Lord knows I've made so many mistakes. But you know what? I can't do anything about the mistakes I made. They're over. So now I got to look ahead. How can I fix or keep my grandchildren healthy? Because I want to see them live the best life they can. I want them to walk on the grass barefooted. I want them to drink out of garden hoses. I want them to ride their bikes without helmets. Yeah, and you got a problem with that out there? Okay, you come and see me and we'll have a discussion. All right. So, but the other most important part, you better give them a quality life, and by doing so, you better make sure that they have the advantage of the supplements to make sure that the food deficiencies are not killing them, are not making them stupid, yes, or not making them gay, okay? Now, it might be a stretch to say, If you folks aren't ordering from Health Masters and taking Ultimate Multiple, giving your children, you know, they might turn gay. Look, it's not a proven thing. Could be. Not proven. Did I offend you, Austin, by saying that? Are you offended?
Wrap me up, Doug. The biggest thing is keeping your kids, especially your male boys, off the doggone phytoestrogens. That's the soybean, that's the tofu, that's the soy protein, the soybean oil. A lot of that stuff is super high in phytoestrogens, and it messes up a lot of the hormone imbalance in young kids, especially when they start going through their prepubescent years and getting ready for puberty. You've got to make sure that they're not getting exposed to a massive amount of exogenous, basically, estrogen. It's horrible for the bodies and what it does. And it's mothers. Listen to this. Mothers, when you're pregnant, you do not want to put this stuff in your body. You want to be eating really, I mean, it's 9 months. It's 9 months, guys. I mean, you're making something, you're building something. It's amazing what females can do. It's incredible to me. In 9 months, you can build an entire human. I mean, we can't even bother to fix the county commissioner board in 5 years. You guys can build a human in 9 months. It's insane. It's incredible. And so it's like you got 9 months to knit that baby together. Why would you not want to give the highest quality prenatals, the highest quality cod liver oil, the highest quality folate MTHF, the highest quality B complex, and keep your diet clean, off the ultra processed foods, off all the glyphosate? It doesn't take that long. And once you do it, you'll notice the quality of life for the kids in most cases is much, much better for years and years to come. And that's why we do our best to provide that knowledge and the supplements at healthmasters.com. And also, switching gears, I wanted to roll into this article here, just talking about hypothyroidism. I covered it briefly. I'm getting a lot of emails on this, from the water.
Yeah,
it's a big topic. I did not know this, so I actually looked up some of the stats on it the other day. They said hypothyroidism is the most common thyroid disorder in the United States, affecting about 5 in 100 Americans age 12 and older.
Oh, yeah.
They say it's typically not curable, but here's the reason why. No, this is my opinion, my educated opinion on this. A lot of times the reason why they say it's not curable is because the patient, the person, is never getting the stuff out of their system, the compounds, the hormones, basically all the bromine, the fluoride, out of their system in order to let their thyroid survive and thrive. They're constantly putting all these toxic exposures because, remember, fluoride's a halogen. Bromine's a halogen. It absorbs in the thyroid just like iodine does. The body thinks it's iodine. It absorbs it. Any of those compounds like that massively deregulate the thyroid hormone, which causes all types of other hormone imbalances in the body. That's why we put together one of the craziest thyroid support formulas I have ever seen. We researched it. We worked with other scientists that I know are working on it, guys who were involved in all types of thyroid hormone replacement therapy and stuff they saw that was needed. I mean, we've got thymus in there. We've got adrenal glands from basically Argentina bovine. It's a great formula. And almost every time I've had people, if they're willing to change their diet and go on on purified distilled water or reverse osmosis water, and they change their diet and cut the bread and the pastas and all that stuff out, and they really clean it up and take the thyroid support, they generally, in most cases, have good results with getting their thyroid re-regulated. Now, the only time that starts having an issue with this is when you have somebody that's been on thyroid medication for decades and decades and decades, and it potentially shuts the thyroid down, and it's hard to boot it back up after that point. But if you do find out you've got an issue with the thyroid, get on the subs, especially iodine, as fast as possible and get your body re-regulated, because it's not – I'll be honest to say, I'm not saying all the time, but in most cases, it's not that difficult of a fix. But the water and the bread and the ultra-processed foods are something you've got to cut out of your system in order to get that thyroid functioning again and really get it regulated. Because remember, a lot of times, people that have an issue burning body fat, when you do blood work on them, you'll find their thyroid-stimulated hormone, their TSH, is usually very, very low. And their thyroid is underactive, which controls the metabolism. So they're having a hard time losing weight. And this is also can happen from cortisol stress. Cortisol is a stress hormone. It down-regulates all the good hormones in the body in most cases. So if you're under an enormous amount of stress, you've got to also look at that and regulate it, like with a cortisol buster, or change your lifestyle or whatever's happening with you. I get it. A lot of us are under stress all the time. We don't stop. But at some point, you got to take a step back and say, what can I handle? What do I need to change differently on this? And how can I make myself better? Because, you know, it's not a sprint. It's a long-term marathon race. And we got to keep our bodies in shape the best we can for as long as we can, Doug.
And you know, everything you mentioned there, what I've learned, okay, through this very arduous journey, I actually purchased three textbooks, biology textbooks. I'm talking about one is basic biology, then cellular biology. That's not the name of them. And then the third one is it's more of the endocrine system focused. Okay, so again, forgive me, I don't recall the names of the textbooks, but the cortisol that is so important to regulate, because again, going back to my dog, Cushing's versus Addison's, opposite ends of the spectrum, believe it or not, she presented for both. And do you know what the cortisol buster that from Health Masters administered to my dog.
You never told me that, Doug.
this is an evolving thing. And this is a big change I noticed. Okay. Again, now we're talking about the supplement end of things, the oral supplement. So the cortisol buster, the, NAC, I'm trying to remember I can never say that, but that had regulated the cortisol far beyond any kind. I mean, it regulated so much when I took her in for a ACHT stim test, okay, the stimulation test for the Cushing's. She presented as not having Cushing's, okay, because of my administration of the cortisol buster along with some other things, okay, in this array of supplements. That's the reason I mention this is not because I'm excited because I'm seeing improvement, but I'm also seeing the fact that we can change things through the proper supplementation. I'm just saying that this is folks, spend some time. Do your research through the proper medical journals. Better yet, go to Health Masters because they have an array of articles about all sorts of topics. It is an information repository. And then listen to Ted Nassenbrower too as well. But go to healthmasters.com, click on the article section, resources section, and read as much as you can. Do searches, read, and then get the products because you can fix what's wrong. I mean, you can move the needle on your own bodies. I've proven that. And hey, that's all I can say is and that to me, okay. That makes me excited because now the quality of life is coming back. And folks, you cannot fight. Now I'm talking about people. You can't fight. And you can't show up to school board meetings and be sharp and say what you want to say and put up that resistance if you don't have a physical, physiological resistance built in your system. So it's important that you take your health seriously. Healthmasters.com, they're my go-to place. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, you're spot on, Doug. I mean, especially putting the raw ingredients in your body to get the best results out of it just makes sense to me. A lot of people, you know, I guess that concept eludes them. And, you know, everything we do, most of our products, we do it strategically. I don't just throw stuff at it. Well, we'll just throw some of this and throw some of this and throw some of this. The reason why with the purple sticks we chose acai is because the antioxidant properties and the phytonutrients in it. There's an article that came out the other day discussing how acai actually helps prevent or basically helps repair scar tissue after cardiac events like heart attacks. There's a research study that they did on basically mice. And so, because in most cases, when you start using stimulants, even green tea extract or caffeine, it does increase basically, you know, blood flow. It decreases blood pressure, small amounts. This product does very little. That's why products like Red Bull and energy drinks are so detrimental to your cardiovascular health, because they pump full all these stimulants with no phytonutrients, with no topics in there to help prevent any type of basically, you know, high blood pressure issues like that. It's all toxic sludge. And so the acai berries prevent cardiac scar formation after the heart attack. And it says the human body replaces basically scar tissue after cardiac remodeling. They said that's the most fatal situation, the myocardial scars, the normal myocardium is altered with too many scars. They said in most cases, it affects the structure and function of the heart, since the reconstructed myocardial tissue lacks strength and becomes thinner. They went and said they looked at basically how acai berries prevent myocardial remodeling. They went through a Brazil, Estoa Paulista in Brazil, university over there. They performed an experiment using rats as an experimental animal model. Surprisingly, the results of the acai supplement showed significant improvements in reducing myocardial scarring after myocardial infarctions. This claimed that four mechanisms are involved in the process. Acai berries could enhance mitochondrial energy metabolism in mice. Acai berries decreased oxidative stress in mice. Acai berries decreased reduced inflammatory responses in mice. The study revealed that acai berries could reduce collagen deposition, which is beneficial in reducing myocardial scarring. All this is saying is it really helps support cardiovascular function and reduces the stress on the body. That's why we added it together in this formula. This wasn't something we just threw in because like, oh man, I like the color purple, I'm going to throw acai in there. Every scoop's got a straight gram of acai berry extract in every scoop. That's one of the products that's so expensive to manufacture, because that stuff is not cheap when you get high quality stuff. But just like Doug is saying, our bodies only get one shot at this, so why not make the best out of them, get the best you can out of it, and continue to encourage others to do the same? Because, you know, we're all in this together. It's a very strange world, and I appreciate the support that you guys give us all the time. I appreciate the support you guys give Doug Hagman. You know, we try to bring you guys updated news every day, uncensored, unfiltered, as raw as it gets. Sometimes, you know, we're a little out of pocket with some of the stuff I come out with, but at the end of the day, you make the decisions on the directions you want to go. But I think everybody has the right to hear the truth and make their own decisions. That's what bothers me so much with the censorship that we have witnessed year after year now, especially starting with COVID, when you start having groups that collude and say, well, you can't talk about this. Why not? Well, because we deemed it so, because we said it's misinformation. Who said it's misinformation? Who? You? Clown boy in your mother's basement? Clown boy? You deemed it misinformation? So nobody on the internet can discuss it now? Nah, I'm good, brother. I don't have anything to say to you, nor will I listen to anything you have to say. I'm going to keep putting the truth out every single day. If you want to rebuttal me face to face. But this whole censorship that we've watched on these models, that's why we do this show. That's why Doug does the show he does. We cannot be basically have to sit back and self-censor things, because at that point you're essentially lying. If you're not coming out with the truth and you're not telling people what's really going on, and you're blocking it because somebody's telling you to block it, what are you trying to do as far as in the long run? Like with some of these influencers that are pushing this narrative now, they've got good platforms, great platforms in some cases. Now they're taking money, in my opinion, some of it's blood money. Don't talk about this.
It is all blood money, and it, yeah. You know. Okay, yeah. I'm going to stop. I cannot address this now, because I would be. Please continue. Continue.
Well, you brought up the beginning of the show. That's why, I know. I thought about it too. Is that you kind of have a duty as an American, as a patriot. If you know something, if you really know something is wrong or bad or unjust or unlawful or unconstitutional, it's really a requirement, in my opinion, as an American patriot, to say, I question that. I mean, that's what the First Amendment was literally put as numero uno one. That's why it's there. I don't agree with that. I don't like that. I'm not going to go along with that. I'm going to talk to my other friends about this, and we're going to discuss if we like it or not, too. But when you start coming in and saying, oh, no, that's a complete lie. That's fake news. It never happened. It doesn't exist. You have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh,
okay. I'm pretty sure I saw this. I know flock cameras are real. I actually had somebody argue with me about that a couple weeks ago. They told me it was a conspiracy. Told me it was a conspiracy theory. It didn't exist. Nobody's spying on you. They're intersection cameras to watch accidents. And I said,
right.
That's not even remotely accurate. You have no idea what you're talking about. Oh, no, I do. I said, no, you don't. Like, I can show you right now all the data on it with Palantir going all the way down, tying it back all the way, all the receipts, buddy. No. I don't want to listen to your conspiratorial nonsense. And see, I'm like, don't worry. I don't want to listen to your bullshit either. Excuse my language.
Yeah, no.
I won't talk to you either.
And that's the issue that we face right now, one of the biggest issues. Because you have people out there who are absolutely convinced that they're 100% right. And attempting to convince them is a fool's errand. It's like trying to argue with somebody, right. Argue with a drunk at a bar. Okay.
Yeah. You, blackout drunk. Just let them be. Sleep it off.
Right. So we have, we're at a point right now, I believe, in this whole, in our country, where we either are going to have to take them head on. Okay. I mean, when the time for discussion is over. Now, those who want to discuss and are open for dialogue, fine. Otherwise, no. But, you know, with Dr. Robert Malone, okay, here's an example. Here's my question to you. Malone quit the CDC vaccine advisory role. He said, I'm done. You know, I've had it. This whole thing with ACIP, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which advises the CDC on immunizations. And of course, you have a federal judge weighing in, telling the committee, okay, what a bunch of crap. When are we going to start saying F you to these judges? No, we run this organization. You don't. Okay. And just do it. Okay. No one is. And here's the other thing. If you're listening to this and you have a child and you're faced with some decision where somebody's telling you that you've got to have your child or your grandchild filled with 70 immunizations, you know, in an insane short period of time, are you really going to say, well, okay, it's the law? No. You know what you say? Well, what you say is up to you, but what you do is most important, and that is, no, don't let them, okay, do it, because you are in charge of your bodies, all right? And it's the very same people who are making these decisions who are dressing up, believing that men can be women, women can be men, you know, okay, so it's insane. And you know, we crossed the Rubicon, I think, when we had that bitch or that bastard from Pennsylvania, Dick Levine, come in, dress up like a woman and be hailed by Biden and company. What the hell? Okay, we're celebrating insanity. So you're going to have those people advising you on health? I don't think so. So do something about it. And you start by taking care of yourself at healthmasters.com. Austin, I'm...
Yeah, well, you do. You nailed it on the head. I mean, the same people that basically hailed this guy, you know, revolutionary, he's a tranny, and he's in this position with Levine. I'm like, we were really watching a circus act. And then you just talked about it, that as a Massachusetts federal judge, he blocked the CDC and RFK Jr. And you don't have the right to change the vaccine shot schedule. And even the CDC's come out now and they're like, but it's our shot schedule. Nope, you don't have the right to change it. But we're the ones who added and change it. Nope, I'm a judge. I can rule that you can't change it. Well, then who changes it then? So you can change it when you want to, but we can't change. It doesn't even make sense.
It makes no sense.
Right. Yeah, when you find out the American Academy of Pediatrics is a massive contributor with this judge, and they're all tied in together, and the vaccine manufacturers donate an enormous amount of money to the American Academy of Pediatrics. They're on their website, by the way. You can go to the American Academy of Pediatrics, and you can look at the donor page. Every GlaxoSmithKline, Merck, Pfizer, list goes on. They're all massive donors to
it. I pulled the lawsuit that goes back to July of last year. So yeah. I pulled the and the plaintiffs. Okay. For crying out loud, the plaintiffs are all the usual suspects, shall we say. So, again, here we are. And you know, I saw a comment in the chat, and I'm good with that. You know, somebody lead the way. Everyone's looking for a leader. Austin, what do you think about that? Do you think that... I think it's going to have to be truly organic for this to work.
It's organic. That's the only way it works, and that's the way it has been working. That's why you're seeing so much pushback now. Lead by example. That's why I have stood firm on it. I don't compromise what I believe on. I will not do it. I will not give my kids those shots. I've done the cost-benefit analysis. I've done the research for decades. My kids don't have any. My siblings don't have any. I don't have any. I got tennis shot years ago. I've looked at the numbers on it. I've looked at the data on it. I've looked at the adjuvants on it. I've looked at the neurodegenerative properties that occur when you give these kids these shots, 6-7 shots at a time, every couple months. I've watched it personally. Yeah. I've watched the downgrading of children's mental health after they get these shots. And I look at it from a different prism. See, a lot of people, they look at it from a bias and go, oh, well, this is just what they do. We don't notice anything about it because we've been trained.
Hey, Sam, can you mute, please? Sorry about that.
Is that me?
No, I'm sorry. We had some audio bleed there in the back, so go ahead.
No, but if it closing up, though, that's how we change it, is you lead by example. Don't be a little sheep. Be an awake American. Stand up and go, okay, because I've talked to people before. It's funny. I've talked to people that were pro-vaccine, hard-line vaccine. And I'm like, okay, that's your choice. That's your right. We disagree on this topic. But if you got any questions about it, anything you're curious about, ask me. I'll send you clinical trials. You don't have to listen to me at all. Just put Austin on the shelf. And I've had them ask me, well, what do you think about this shot? Okay, here's some research. Here's some data. Here's what they say about it. Here's what other independents say about it. Here's the topics on it. Here's the ingredients. And then suddenly they'll come back and go, that's kind of odd. Did you know, Austin, that, you know, the 6 months when they give them the 7-shot schedule, all the shots, that none of those shots have ever been tested in conjunction with another shot, much less all of them together? And I said, oh, yeah, duh, that they don't do that because they know what would happen. If they did clinical trials on 6-month-olds with 7 different vaccines in one sitting, they would shut down the clinical trial because the side effects would be so severe. They go, you think so? I said, I will bet you any amount of money on it. Period. That's why they won't do it. They can't do it. It's not ethical. They would shut it down from the side effects. And then you start looking at it. Oh, they've never even tested it in animal models. They've never tested 7 vaccines at one time in rats. Why? Because they'd all die. So again, my friends, before I get too intense, that purple man, this stuff is
shit. I love you.
I'm sitting over here. I'm like, man, I am pumped right now. I'm about to hit the gym. I threw 2 scoops of that in here before the show. They made this batch strong, man. Anyways, yes. So stand up, my friends. I don't want to get too serious on you. Stand up for what you believe. Maintain your convictions. Don't let anybody tell you what you have to believe or you have to do. Make the decision on your own with an educated choice in the background. That's my main stance on it, Doug.
Amen. And it's about time that we find our nerves. We find our we all have moral centers. I believe if you're following God Almighty, okay, look, you could have a foul mouth. You could have a crude delivery system. But the bottom line is, hey, you know, it may not look really that pretty getting it done. But the fact is we need to get it done, okay, however it looks. And part of that solution is Health Masters. Folks, go to Health Masters. Do it right after the show. Get your nutritional supplements there. Fantastic stuff. The purple sticks, that those, by the way, I don't think those are going to last long. So if you're in what you're seeing on the screen there, which is the kilo size, I'm joking, of course.
Kilo size.
No.
Well, yeah, and if you want to stay healthy, guys, think about it. Would you rather support Health Masters? We're trying to fight for the truth, or you want to go support some massive soft drink conglomerate like Monster? The satanic is all get out. I mean, look at the numerology on the cans. Look what they put on. It's all Satanism in a can. And I'm not being conspiratorial. Look it up. So support Health Masters. Get high quality stuff that's going to support your heart, your brain, your cognitive functioning. And, you know, thank you for continuing to get our shows out there. And thank you for supporting Doug as well. And thank you for having me on the show, Doug. I want everybody to stay healthy and strong. If I didn't care, I wouldn't do this all the time. It's a lot of work. I want everybody to know as much as they can, as basically and as in-depth as they can. So I appreciate you having me on the show always. And I hope you guys enjoy what Doug's got next for you. Because I have a feeling this show is just going to keep getting more intense.
it's on a downward, inverted true. Never mind. No, we're going to be fine.
I think it's going up.
I appreciate everything you do. Healthmasters.com. Should I note any coupon code? If not, no worries.
Oh, yeah. DH5. I forgot. DH5. Yeah. Right. I've got so wrapped up in my purple sticks and all the fun with that. DH5 is active, activated for the show, 5% off regular price products. You guys stock up on whatever you need. We're here for you the best we possibly can, my friends. Thank you, guys.
You're the man. All right. Have some eggs, do a workout, whatever.
4X coming up.
All right. I'm going to be listening to you in the morning. So God bless you, man. All right. Thank you, sir. Folks, that was Austin Brower, healthmasters.com, teamhealthmasters.com. Austin Brower, along with his father, Ted Brower. What a great show in the mornings. Definitely a super, super important download. All right. Next up is Sam Andrews, freedomtrain.net, Freedom Center USA. Before I get to Sam, folks, this might be the most important 2.5 minutes you listen to. I remember I was looking for the date. I have an approximate time. It was about a year, and it was 18 months ago I started talking about this because I was approached. I'm not going to get into the nuts and bolts, not yet. Just because there's some things going on in the background, I'm looking from an investigative point of view. I'm following the flow of money and the people, which is extremely important. So, but I started talking about this 18 months ago. It's more toward 20 months, but in that time period where especially conservative influencers are going to be approached. Remember me, Ted? Do you remember those people who listen frequently? They're going to be approached to join this consortium or this ideological push of certain information. Well, now, one of my favorite people, Chase Hughes, I really, really have a lot of respect for this man. For a lot of reasons. The guy is he's a genius at what he does. Check his channel out at Chase Hughes. In fact, I'll put a link in the program description box. Chase Hughes. Watch this. 2.5 minutes, and then we're going to go right to Sam Andrews. But folks, listen carefully. Go ahead, Eric.
So when I'm saying like somebody's an operative or whatever word you want to use, they're not like walking around on their off time, pulling out their secret CIA ID card and badging into the main building. That's not what happens. Even if you go back to Project Mockingbird, they're just getting some talking points in a letter every once in a while. They're just saying, oh, you know what? Don't have this guy on your show, or don't allow this to be spoken about on your show. Or if they talk about this, you're going to cut it out. Just simple things like that, some very basic instructions. And the way that somebody like a Gen Z person might get recruited is, let's just use you as an example. Somebody comes up and says, hey, man, I love your podcast, yada, yada. They're in a restaurant, a bar, whatever. And they say, I have a serious question for you, though. Are you a patriot? Would you consider yourself a patriot? Now I've got you locked into identity, right? And then I say, well, I have an offer for you. But before I show you anything, I just want you to say, yes or no, would you be willing to entertain the offer and look at what I have? And it might be uncomfortable. Would you be willing to look at it?
Sure.
Yep. Stage one is I show you all of your browsing history, captures from your webcams on all of your phones and computers of you doing the most compromising shit you could ever possibly imagine. Every bad thing you've ever done, recorded in some way. And I'd say, I like your podcast. I think you're doing a great job and I want to protect you. And I want to keep all this from the public eye. But we also want to give you $20,000 a month. So now you feel like you chose all of this. So you walk away not feeling like I shoved this in your face. I told you it was going to be stressful and you agreed to it. And you agreed that you're a patriot and all the other agreements. And now you're, if you say yes, the reason that you're doing this on your podcast is for your country, because you're not going to call yourself compromised. We have this thing called cognitive dissonance that keeps our brain from thinking I'm a bad person. So now, even though you're being asked to silence people, not have certain people on the show, leave something out of your podcast, you're telling yourself, and this whoever's your handler is telling you, this is for the greater good. And you kept the Americans safe by doing that. And you'll tell yourself that. And you'll feel good about it. So when a person is like in this situation, they will feel good about what they're doing. Even if it feels a little off in the back of their mind, they'll still feel like I'm at the end of the day, I'm doing the right thing.
Folks, you listen to that again. Okay. Go to the link. You listen to that again. Let that ruminate. Okay. There's a lot to all of that. I made a decision back in 2010, 2011, 2012, somewhere around there, when I first started doing this. I think it was when we first started taking guests, that no one would tell me who I could have on or who I couldn't. Nobody. Now, somebody told me one time, if you have this person on, I'll never be on your show again. I said, okay, have a nice life. I don't need you. I don't want you. You tell me something like that. That's all I need to know. I wouldn't have you on now. You know, if you paid me $50,000, I'd rather go hungry, go broke, lose my house, be unable to pay for anything, the satellite uplink. I don't care. But see, and I'm going to close with this and bring Sam on. This is going on right now, deeper, harder, and this is more widespread than ever. You have influencers, in quote, I hate with a passion that word. Maybe that describes their attempts to influence one's perception of things. Understand what's going on today. Get the kids out of the room for a second. Kids, cover your ears. Ladies, delicate men, cover your ears. You're getting mind fucked, okay? And you know what you're doing? You're thanking the people who are fucking your mind up. You're thanking them. And if you think that's harsh, hey, well, it is, isn't it? It was meant to be. It was meant to be offensive, because to date, nothing has worked. Understand what's going on. This is a war for the truth. And the people you think are speaking the truth, keep thinking that. See how far you go. All right, Sam Andrews. FreedomTrain.net, Freedom Center USA. I spoke with him this morning, and I have to say this. I had some questions about certain things, and my goodness, the amount of knowledge he has without even having to look is just incredible. And look, I check things out too. He's right on the money. A fantastic trainer at the Freedom Center USA. He's under fire right now. Lawsuits. And this is the other thing too. When you're involved in lawfare, as he is, as a defendant, or as you're fighting off lawsuits because of what you do and how well you do it, it's not fun. And having been there, I can tell you, It is one of the most stressful things you can go through, short of divorce, sickness, and what have you. But true to his word, he's a fighter, and he speaks the truth. And I admire that about him. Sam Andrews, freedomtrain.net, Freedom Center USA. Sam, thanks for joining me. Come on board.
Good evening, Doug. Good to be with you, man.
Nice to have you. My apologies for any sensitive ears out there, but I'm going to tell you something. You know what? No, I'm not apologizing for anything, because we are right now in a fight for our lives. I mean, literally for our lives. There are people who want to kill us, kill the Western civilization, kill our country, kill our form of governance, kill our society, kill our culture, and frankly, kill us. And yes, use us as fertilizer, as 14 states currently do, or are passing laws. Yeah, you can use human remains as fertilizer. Okay, that's how far we've gone. And if you're okay with that, then this ain't the show for you. All right, Sam, wherever you want to go, thanks for joining me.
Well, it's interesting when you take a look at the long list of people that want to end the American way of life. It's based in Judeo-Christian principles. It's based in morality. It's based in concepts like equal protection under the law, which I have a feeling I didn't get in my lawsuit trial. A horrible ruling before the trial even began 2 days ago. This judge ruled that we can't bring our expert witnesses to the trial. We can't claim any damages. He's not going to hear any evidence on our side. Now, let's talk about why. Because the judge claims I didn't meet my discovery obligations. I gave my attorney everything I had. The only thing I asked him, do not give my customers' names, those copies of checks, those payments, those bank statements, get rid of the account number, or at least part of it, redact it, and redact at least part of the name.
Right.
So, because gun owners in America, traditionally, under federal law, have the right to be gun owners privately.
Absolutely.
They have a right to train at my facility privately. It's none of the court's business and none of the other side's business, the plaintiff's business. And this judge, let me tell you how sick this man is. My attorney's paralegal died on Sunday. She died. The gal that's been working on my case for 5.5 years passed away. The gal that had all the evidence organized, that knew where everything was, passed away.
Yep.
My attorney approached this judge in a hearing just the other day and asked for a 2 to 3 week continuance. And the judge was so offended by that, he denied the continuance. And he denied allowing our expert witnesses to testify and denied allowing my side to bring any evidence to support our case.
Yep.
And the trial hasn't happened yet. It's not due till April 2nd and 3rd or the dates of the trial. I'm wondering why even have a trial.
Exactly.
What's the point if the judge is that crooked, is that unreasonable? I have the right to protect my constitutional rights. I have the right to protect my customers' privacy. Just a few weeks ago, the Department of Justice in the Fifth Circuit of Court of Appeals out of Texas demanded in the FPC lawsuit against the federal government, trying to prove that we have a right to carry weapons into a post office. The DOJ lost that. They lost that court case. Then it went to the Court of Appeals, and the Department of Justice demanded a list of Firearms Policy Coalition members.
Really?
So they could limit the scope of who the ruling applied to, as if constitutional rights should be limited in any way whatsoever. And FPC said, no, we're not giving you a list of the members. And they won the issue on appeal. Now, here I am in a state court with an associate circuit judge who some think have been bought off. I don't have any evidence of that, but it sure seems like he's acting like it, because a week before the trial, not 8-9 days before the trial, this guy says, well, your side can't bring any evidence to support your case. No expert witnesses, no testimony on the value of the range or the damages if you're forced to move out.
Right. Yep.
How on earth can that man call himself a judge in the United States of America? It's the darndest thing I've ever seen in my life. My attorneys were so upset. They literally left the courtroom, went straight back to their office, and started writing an appeal to the Court of Appeals to overrule this grotesquely unfair order.
It's look, I mean, I've been in, okay, so it used to be, I mean, sadly, we were so far from where it used to be. I mean, if one side in the civil venue, if one side, of course, lost a paralegal, because you know, the paralegals, they do all the work. You lose a paralegal for especially for the death. Okay. That's
10
like
days losing, before a trial.
Right. And that's like losing your Rolodex. Okay. Oh, what's a Rolodex? Okay. That's like losing your iPhone with all your contacts for the new generation out there. And more. Okay. It used to be where there was some grace given. This, to me, when I heard that, it hurt my head to think about that. And then, of course, the redactions, and then from what I heard, the redactions amounted to non-compliance of
a discovery order.
Right. That's okay. So my question is, ladies and gentlemen, you consider that case and consider the case of like Boasberg and others. I mean, how many other judges do we have there? We have judges making actually overtaking the executive branch of our country. We've got judges that have no business making the rulings. But more importantly, we have no business complying with the rulings by these rogue tyrannical judges. But in cases like, now this is not an exception, but this is, well, I guess it would be kind of an exception. When you are on a smaller level and you are fighting a single fight like you are, you've got no backup. You've got no juice. Okay. You've got no national eyes on you. There are no national implications. So you're kind of in a lonely fight there.
Well, it does make you wonder, Doug, why was an associate circuit judge appointed to a case of this dollar volume? Our expert valued the range that we built at $2.3 million. That's what's on the line. And the judge is saying we can't even offer evidence to prove that in the trial. Our expert is not even allowed to take the stand. The largest construction company in Springfield, Missouri, cannot take the stand and tell the truth in this country.
Well, it's like the Mar-a-Lago $8 million valuation, okay? It makes no sense. Yet you've got people out there sucking that up, sucking that in, and enjoying it. Folks, let me tell you something. And I'm gonna shut up after this, but people are saying, boy, the Democrats get back in power. We're going to be the targets. Folks, you already are, okay? If you haven't figured it out. Exhibit A sitting right there, Sam Andrews, on a limited level, but on a national level, we're all going to be the targets. We are the targets now. And if you're not going to fight now, and if you're not going to stand behind Sam Andrews, then you know what? I don't know what. Look, I got nothing. Because, Sam, I'll fight to the death with you over this. I'll do whatever I can for you on this, because this is a bunch of crap. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, We haven't been to trial yet, but why have a trial if you're not allowed to put your evidence on? It just doesn't make sense.
And people say, well, you can win on appeal, but you know what?
Yeah, that's another $100,000.
There you go. There you go.
You know, it just seems so disingenuous when the other side, when my lawyer was deposing their witness, they asked the other side, who were your husband's friends? It's like, been married for 20 years. She said, I don't know. My lawyer said, you don't know a single friend of your husband's? We'd like to talk to them about the deal that your husband made with Sam. You can't name a single friend? And she said, I don't know any of his friends. I can't name one. She's lying under oath in her deposition. Clearly lying. And the judge is protecting her case and not allowing us to bring evidence. I find it the darndest thing I've ever seen in my life. And you know what? You know what's the most amazing thing to me, Doug? Is that some people falsely believe they can screw an old man out of $2.5 million with no repercussions. That's a level of arrogance and a level of I'm untouchable false belief system that is hard to fathom for a normal, intelligent male.
That might have escaped some people's radar. Not mine. I get that. And, you know, let that sink in, folks. If you're listening, those people involved in this litigation, if you're listening, let that sink in a minute. I've seen people go down for, you know, $1.50.
Yeah, a pair of Nikes with a Jordan symbol on it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's just sad that the level of arrogance is that I have the power, so I'll screw you and your business partners out of $2.3 million because I can, and I don't like your lawyer, and I don't like the fact that you didn't do exactly what I said, exactly the way I said to do it. Okay. If that's where you're at, Chief, you know, I marvel at the arrogance. I really do. I marvel at the thought. See, you know, when I was young, we wouldn't take 25 cents out of a kid's lunch bag. Because if we did, they couldn't buy a soda and there's going to be a fight and somebody was going to get hurt and somebody was going to go to the principal's office and probably get suspended.
Yeah.
I mean, we had that figured out, you know, in third grade, right? And so this thing where I'm going to screw some guy out of $2 million and everything's going to be great. Okay, if that's your false belief system, good luck with it.
At what cost, may I ask? And there will be a cost. See, that's what people, you know what, folks? The last person I'd want to screw with is a guy that could put a 308 round through a Tootsie Pop at 300 yards. Okay, I just wouldn't want just something about that tells me, no, I probably wouldn't want to poke that bear too much, but to each his own. Okay, now, the larger case, though, is we have this happening to a lot of people, not just you, but a lot of people all across the country from these ideological bias, these crazy black-robed tyrants, and there's no pushback. We have seen no accountability. You've got a speaker. Look, I mean, there are remedies. Federalist 78. Read those papers, for crying out loud. The Federalist Papers 78 lists the remedies for this type of thing. And you know what? They ain't pretty. But the lesser approach to this judicial tyranny certainly can be impeachment and removal. But then again, you have to have a willing body to do so. And we have Ballas Johnson, Speaker of the House. You've got Thune, who's a friggin' doorstop, okay, or in it for his own you know, financial gain. And then you got a bunch of knuckleheads throughout the entire 535. Throw them all out. And you know what? There will be a time, Sam, I believe, that when, as they say, good men are going to have to do some bad things. And that time is fast approaching.
Well, Thune was a never-Trumper.
Of course.
From word go. And he's Mitch McConnell 2.0.
Yeah.
I can't believe Trump didn't oppose his appointment. That was a really, really, in hindsight, and even before hindsight, it should have been dealt with. Thune has never been loyal to Trump, never been anything but a never-Trumper. And, you know, Trump has problems. Trump makes mistakes. Trump doesn't always put the best people in the best spot. But here's the truth. Donald Trump has been right about a number of things.
It's in my book, he's been right on everything so far.
What is Thune running around since 2015 saying Donald Trump's not right about anything? What has Thune been right about? That's what I want to know. Name something concerning Donald Trump or Trump's policies that Thune has been right about and Trump has been wrong about.
There's nothing.
Remember the election corruption?
Oh,
issue?
Yeah.
January 6th?
Yeah.
Remember Thune's comments?
No, I don't.
Well, I mean, look at what panned out. Look at Georgia, 370,000 fraudulent votes.
Oh, yeah.
Look what's going on in Arizona right now with the FBI investigation and election corruption there. I mean, you could just go right down the list. We have pockets of election corruption that have existed in the United States, in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in Louisiana, in Phoenix, in Arizona in general, the hotbed center of John Cain-motivated corruption in the Republican Party. I mean, we have had voter fraud and the Dominion machines and all these other issues, these vote counting machines that were plugged into the internet.
Of course.
What? Are people that naive?
No, I don't think they're the.
Look, I can't believe it.
I think a percentage are too far gone. I do believe it. Percentage are naive, but probably for brain damaged naive. Okay, the other component of that population, I believe, they are so, again, they believe their own lies. They believe their own ideological, I'm doing this for the good, for the greater good. They believe the Che Guevara crap. They believe this Marxist ideology. And they're so encapsulated and held hostage by this suicidal empathy for mass greater good, this collective, that they're committing suicide without really completely understanding what the hell they're doing. That's one segment of a multi-segmented population. But there is a percentage of men out there, still out there right now, who I believe, again, we're going to have to do something to correct these wrongs. We're not going to vote our way out of this. If you think that the SAVE Act is going to emerge victorious in any way, shape, or form, it just ain't going to happen. You know, all we need is really simple. Paper ballots, voter ID, smaller precincts, hand count the votes one day of elections. That's it. That's election friggin' day. It's not election week. It's not election month. It's election day. You fix the elections. You get the illegals off. Hell out of this country. I don't give a shit if they've been here 20 years and got, you know, seven generations before and after them. I don't care. You're out of here. Okay. I'll drag you across the friggin' border myself. All right. Whatever it takes, but we need to clean this shit up. Go ahead.
I agree with you, Doug, 100%. And I'll tell you how I would clean up the elections. Why do these states, these corrupt states, get away with voter fraud? It's because of the system that's put in place. I'll fix that system. I'll tell you exactly how to do it. Paper ballots, one day of voting, but the paper ballots have a carbon copy. Okay?
Yeah,
and sure. You write a law that says everyone who votes has a legal obligation, because with rights come obligations, you have a legal obligation to take your copy of your ballot home and protect it for 3 years.
There you go.
You got to keep it on file. Now, how long do we have to keep our tax information? There's a certain
7 years
of time. How much more important is your vote to our national interest than some detailed numbers on a tax form?
Exactly.
Okay, and so you require people to maintain their ballots for a minimum of 3 years, and that way what you're functionally doing, Doug, is you're taking the data and you're putting it in the hands of the people. See, it's no longer controlled by the hands and dirty fingers of a few. And with that data, with that copy of the ballot going home with the elector, the voter, you're now distributing the data among the people. And anytime you want to do an audit and reconstitute an election and take a statistically significant sample of the vote count of a few precincts, you simply call people to bring their copy for audit.
Yeah.
It's a piece of cake. And we will shut down voter fraud in a heartbeat. And the other thing is, you make it a 20-year felony. Do you know, in America, if a guy makes his own suppressor under Pam Bondi's supported crooked unconstitutional NFA, he makes his own suppressor, doesn't register it with the federal government, which, by the way, is a gun registry. The law says suppressors are arms, very clearly. Arms are protected under the Second Amendment. It's illegal under federal law to keep a registry of arms, but the NFA has been doing it for 90 years, 92 years almost. Now, if you make your own suppressor and don't register it with the federal government, you're subject to 20 years in federal prison, and you will do 85% of your sentence if you're convicted.
That's fair.
That's accurate. What we need to do. How about we let suppressors, call them what they actually are, arms that we have a right to own, that we the government has no legal right to keep a record of. How about we make those legal? And how about we say, if you don't keep track of your ballots for 3 years so that we can audit the vote when we need to, you go to jail for 20 years. How about that?
Works for me. All right. And if you, let me tell you something, if you can't produce an ID, if you can't hang on to a carbon copy of your vote for 3 years, maybe you shouldn't be friggin' voting. Okay. Just saying. And I'm to the point now where, obviously no one who is not a citizen, anyone who is not a citizen should not be voting. If you're a non-citizen, no vote, period. I'm to the point right now where I'm thinking, those people who don't have skin in the game.
Yes.
Okay. You know what? You don't get to vote either. If you don't have skin in the game.
If you don't own land or at least $100,000 worth of assets in this country, what business do you have voting on our government officials, right, on our representatives? You have no skin in the game. See, that's the thing. That's the thing that really bothers me. And, you know, I always thought women should vote, should have the right to vote. Okay. But I always thought it should be women landowners. And I always thought men should have the right to vote, but it should be men that own part of this country. If you don't have skin in the game, if you don't own a corporation or you don't own a small business or you don't own property or a house, you don't have something anchoring you to the well-being of the United States as a collective group, why are you allowed to vote again? Can someone explain this to me?
Why don't you vote? You have to take a driver's test, don't you, in order to get a draw? Well, maybe not anymore. I don't know. But it used to be, take a test, you can drive, get a driver's license. Maybe you should pass some sort of literacy or governmental understanding. I mean, the most basic eighth grade kind of stuff.
We had to pass a civics test in eighth grade to graduate. And
of
go to
course.
Yeah. We had to understand the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, every form of government, from oligarchies to theocracies to communism to socialism to democracies to democratic republics. We had to understand all that and pass a test just to graduate and get into ninth grade.
Yep.
Now, why would you let someone vote without having that knowledge and a little bit more? It doesn't make sense.
At this point, I don't see anyone coming to our rescue, Sam. I don't see certainly government's not the answer.
Well, the lawfare and the lack of accountability of judges, of prosecutors, of lawyers that are crooked. You know, the system protects itself.
It does.
The crooked judges protect the crooked lawyers. The crooked lawyers protect the crooked judges. And the whole system is bankrupt morally. And, you know, I've been to court on different lawsuits, different issues as an expert witness in different situations. And I can tell you, I've run across three good judges in my entire life. And I've probably been in 20 courtroom hearings over the years, watching the judge operate, looking to see if they're biased or if they're being fair, if the scales of justice are actually blind in their courtroom, right? If Lady Justice is actually wearing a blindfold, I'm watching the judge. I'm looking at what is he allowing in for evidence? What is he excluding? Is he protecting both sides' rights? Is he providing a fair playing ground for both sides to present their case? And then weighing the truth, weighing the evidence and deciding what is true. And I've seen three good judges and I've seen about 17 that I wouldn't give a nickel for.
I was involved in a trial, a criminal trial, for an arson case. And I remember this is probably 20-some years ago. And the judge is an older guy. I mean, well past his expiration date. And there was some testimony being given. And I have to say, the testimony was pretty, not boring, but tedious, if you will. The judge, this is after lunch, testimony resumed. The judge actually fell asleep. The judge fell asleep. Okay. To the where the tip staff had failed. To. No, the tip staff had to wake the judge. So, look. At this point, it's a laughable. The whole system is laughable. You've got Boasberg, who should be not just impeached but criminally charged, and failing that,
yes.
And, you know, maybe we had to get a posse. That's right, I said it. Okay, because if I'm going to tell you right now, government, legal, Pam Bondi, Department of Justice, if you guys cash, if you can see your way from stop flying around. And going to nightclubs and working out, do your friggin' job, and start making arrests and Bondi start prosecuting people, get the hell off Fox News. So if absent of that, either now or when we're fully on the defensive after all hell breaks loose next year with the midterms, we're gonna be forced into this one way or another. If the system does not begin working. So that's all. Just saying.
Yeah, I guess the most troubling thing for me is a lack of accountability. You know, any system run by humans is going to have flaws. You're going to have mistakes. You're going to have corrupt people creep in. But the checks and balances and the integrity of the group should be able to handle that. The problem is there's so many corrupt people, there's so many morally bankrupt people that no system, no matter how well designed, can survive the weight of the majority being corrupt. It's impossible. And so, you know, for a lot of times when you say we're probably going to have to burn it down, you know, I think, well, maybe there's hope, you know, but I got to tell you, the more I look at, the more time goes on with Bondi and Patel and this whole Charlie Kirk thing and the dirty stuff that's gone on there. And the way people that are just asking questions are attacked in public now, to me, it doesn't look good at its core. Even with Trump at the helm, it doesn't look good.
No, I mean, President Trump is one person. And, you know, I have to say, okay, when you have, if you own a business or a corporation, it's pretty damn lonely. But it's even worse when you have people on the inside, maybe board members, maybe clients, maybe vendors, maybe employees, maybe who knows. But they're all in it for themselves, and really, they don't have the best interests of the corporation at heart. Think, just apply that to the country. That's where we're at today. I mean, think of. It hurts my head. Sam, this is the last thing I'm going to, again, I don't mean to hijack the conversation, but I mean, I remember 9/11. I remember, and whatever, folks, whatever you believe happened on 9/11, the narrative out there with respect to this being an Islamic attack, okay, let's just stipulate for a moment. 100%, that's what it was. 25 years after 9/11, having a communist Muslim mayor, you have the entirety of the FDNY being shat upon with prayer rugs covering up the 9/11 FDNY internal memorial. You've got, well, need I continue, folks? We are a captured operation. And we look, what they didn't do on 9/11, they did throughout the years. And why did this happen? Is because not one person or not enough people stood up and said, oh, no, no, and hell no. Why? Why? Because what? You had no guts? You felt like you were alone? What was the reason?
Now, testosterone.
Yeah, there you go. Now we're going to be forced into a situation. If we want to save this country, you better get ready. You better, you know, no one's got the balls out there. They'll dance around. Sorry about that. They'll dance around. What the hell that was? They'll dance around the topic of, well, you know, we're going to have to do something. No one wants to say, well, you know what? I think we're going to have to take back our government by force. I think we're going to have to water the tree of liberty with the blood. Okay. I think we're going to have to go out and really do something. Now, the left will say that with impunity on TikTok against ICE, but we as conservatives, well, we can't say that. Oh, shit, no. Well, grow a pair. And you know what? Either say what you mean what you say, or shut the hell up. Go ahead, Sam. I'm done. Go on.
Well, you know, for a long time, I've believed this country is a very large place and there are pockets of really good people. And I still think that's true. But I saw a story the other day where a guy had posted on Facebook, former retired police officer, former officer had posted on Facebook a meme with Trump's picture and a Trump quote. Now, he lived in one county, their sheriff's group in another county. They didn't like his meme. They literally called the county that he was in and told the deputies to go over and talk to this guy and see if he admits, if he'll do an investigation, see if he'll admit to posting the meme. Of course, they approached him and so we want to talk to you about a Facebook post. He said, oh, you mean the meme I posted with the Trump quote? They said, yeah, we want to talk about it. Did you post it? He goes, yeah, I posted it. And he walked back in his house.
Was it threatening? Was it going to blow something up or what?
No, it wasn't threatening at all.
All right.
And so the other county sheriff didn't like it. They had the local county put out a warrant for the guy. for posting a meme on Facebook. This is not in New York or California. This is like Kentucky.
Well, we saw that several years ago with the, I'm sorry, I forget his name, but the young man who made this meme about voting for Hillary and kind of gave like a day after and the wrong texture vote, you know, and it was satire. Yet he actually served time. Folks in the chat.
They kept this guy I'm talking about, Doug, in jail for 37 days.
37 days, huh? Yeah.
37 days. They arrested a guy from posting a meme on Facebook that wasn't threatening. It was something the president said. If the president said it and the meme's so offensive, why didn't they go arrest the president? Yeah, I mean, it's insane. There was no threat in that statement. And what's amazing to me is this sheriff went on television, a news station interviewed him, and he defended arresting the guy.
See, we can't have that. We cannot have that.
That's not America to me, Doug.
No.
We don't arrest people for Facebook memes, for crying out loud.
No, Canada does.
Still in charge of a law enforcement department. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
And here we are.
And the public went nuts. They were not happy. And because of the pressure of the public, when this went national and the word got out, the prosecutor in that county dropped the charges and they let him out of jail. But it took public pressure to get reasonableness. See, and here's the problem I have. These people with power that are responsible, key players in our justice system, they don't give a rat's ass about justice. They're using their power and using the process as punishment.
Exactly.
They know they can't convict that guy. But they kept him in jail for a month just to punish him because they didn't like what he did. Is that freedom to you, Doug?
No. That's a great point because how can I put this? The people who are alive today, the younger people right now, I believe they believe everything that they're seeing from the girls can be boys can be girls, transgender tampons in men's rooms and all this insanity. This is normal to them because you mentioned it earlier, we have a culture rot. We have a moral decay, but all of this really emanates from a spiritual decline at its very base. It's a spiritual, it's not even a decline. It's the destruction of our God. It's an assault against God, the God of the Bible, and it's a destruction against the way this country was built. I remember I'll shut up, but I remember, you know, when they were tearing down statues, remember that? And Biden, you know, that Mr. Potato Head and all of the little commie enablers and tearing down statues, changing things, taking bus out, taking statues out. Of course, you know, rearranging the curricula for the schools and what have you. That was one of the people talk about the invasion. And yes, I did see somebody mention Mayorkas. Where the hell is Mayorkas? Somebody should drag Mayorkas out and put him, you know, in the town square and let's have a trial, okay? Or at least a semblance. We'll give him the same trial as Trump did, and as they gave Trump. And we'll see how Mayorkas fares, as well as the brain-dead Biden and all the commie little bastards from Jen Psaki to Samantha Power and all those people. But anyway, look, we've been on a steady decline and we've watched this and said nothing or said little of any consequence. Now it's now or never, Sam. I believe that. And stop me because words are just falling out of my mouth here. And I want to get to whatever you want to talk about. But this to me is so frustrating and so important. By the way, before I go, I do have to say this. Steve will not be on with me tomorrow. Randy Taylor will be with me tomorrow. Sam, continue, please, wherever you want to go.
Well, I think the decline of this country is going to happen a little differently than people thought. And You know, when I read the Bible, and when I was a young boy, I used to read things in Scripture, and I would think, wow, that's really harsh, or that's brutal, or there's no mercy there. You know, look at the things that Christ said, like the haves will have more and the have nots will have less. Remember when Christ said to the guy, let the dead bury the dead, you follow me.
You know, you and I spoke of that this morning.
Yeah, we were talking about that this morning.
And folks, listen to this, because this kind of will, I believe, will impact your, it'll stay with you. So go ahead and continue, Sam.
You know, as a young boy, I read these kind of passages in the Bible. I read the parable of the talents that you brought up this morning. Does it jive with this? And see, here's the thing that I've grown to understand being an older man rather than a young boy reading the Bible. And that is that our God cares about truth and justice. He doesn't care about you assuming you're a little furry when he made you to be a human. He doesn't care about that. You know, the Christ that I know made his own scourge, went into the temples, turned the money changers' tables over, and drove them out with a scourge. And since I'm an expert on weapons, I'll give you a little history on the scourge. Scourge was like a short baseball bat, about 23 inches long, and it had 7 to 10 leather straps on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when a grown man from back then swung a scourge at you and they hit you with it, you would have about 7 to 10 gashes in your skin, deep through your skin, 5 to 8 inches long, right next to each other in almost parallel rows.
Yeah, Sister Anna Marie from my third grade class carried one of those, but I'm sorry.
You got a scourge, or you, yeah. A nun did that taught you in school.
Yeah, the nun carried one, you know, when you didn't fold your hands at your desk properly, or if you didn't stand up and say good morning, Sister Anna Marie, yeah, she'd come walk through and she'd know it. You do that once.
In Jesus' time, the scourge was the most feared weapon of all. And people, well, why would you be more afraid of a whip than a spear, or more afraid of a whip than a bow and arrow? I'm going to tell you why. Because when you took a spear, you died quickly. When you took an arrow, you died fairly quickly. You got hit with a scourge back in Christ's time, and you died of gangrene over the most painful 60 days you could possibly imagine.
Oh, yeah.
People were deathly afraid of a scourge. And that's the weapon that Christ chose to drive these money changers out of his father's temple. Okay? Yep. So that's the Christ that I know. All right? It's not the turn the other cheek, you know, to terrorists that want to murder your whole society. Did David turn the other cheek to Goliath? Did Joshua turn the other cheek? I mean, I could go on.
Right.
But this whole turn the other cheek has been so watered down and expanded by these spineless, feminine Christian preachers in America that we have lost the sense of accountability, the sense that justice and truth are more important than your feelings. We've lost that. And when you lose your sense that the truth is important, you're gone. You're done. And that's the thing. Discernment, as Christian men, we have a responsibility to hit the mark. It's literally a metaphor of the archer. We have a responsibility to be truthful and accurate as Christian men. And if you care more about the truth than you care about these other things, you'll have discernment. You'll care about what God cares about. If you don't care about the truth, then anything can take over your mind, including
exactly.
Satan.
Exactly.
You're easily deceived.
Yep. And that's where we're at today.
Yeah, that's why we're where we're at. People stop caring about the truth.
Right. And that's why, and pardon me for saying this, Sam, but that's why I imposed that 2.5 minute video, because the people, many of the people you think are speaking the truth, there may be elements of the truth that they might be speaking, but the message and the nuanced message is intended for a different result. You are being managed. That's why I use that.
You're being manipulated.
Exactly. And I use that offensive
term. It's slivers of the truth.
That's right.
To get you to walk the path of manipulation.
Correct.
That's exactly what's going on. And there's probably not much that makes me more angry. You know, you hurt a little child. Okay, you get my attention right now.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, that just that whole overriding scheme that we have the right to manipulate you, that your mind is not your own. We will manipulate you to where we want you, and your free will given to you by God is worthless. And we're going to manipulate you and destroy your free will and manage you over into this little corral where we want you, and then put you in your grave. And this is what's going on. And people aren't paying attention.
Well, I think you're right. I think most of them are not paying attention, but I think some believe they're paying attention, but have been fooled, expertly fooled by the propaganda, believing they're hanging on to the truth and doing the right thing, when in fact they're being managed and held captive and manipulated, mentally manipulated, without necessarily understanding. Because I see people, for example, I see people getting involved in very polarizing Iran, for example. Well, you know, I heard this on CNN. I was watching certain snips and stuff. Well, you know, what did Iran do to us where we had to attack them? We they didn't declare war on us. What the hell is wrong with you? They've been killing us for 47 fucking years. Okay. Yep. They declared war on us 47 years ago. Can you get that through your fucking head? Okay. Now, again, you can't shut up. You're swearing. You're that cussing is unnecessary. It's offensive. You know what's offensive to me? Seeing our soldiers come back burnt, the missing arms. In fact, folks, I'm going to be putting something up.
Laura Marine Logan. Barracks in Beirut.
There you go.
That
there
doesn't count.
Yeah.
The coal. USS Coal doesn't count.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, of course not. Because they've got such, they're melon heads. Okay, go on.
Well, people like that are so, you know, they're almost not smart enough to help. You know, why waste time? You know, why give them any space between your ears when they lie that ridiculously? Anyone that doesn't know that Iran had a plan to destroy the United States with nuclear weapons is naive.
Yeah.
If you don't understand that they've killed over 10,000 Americans all around the world, they've blown up our embassies, they've blown up our Marine barracks, they killed.
Wait a second. Here's a good one. Kenny Buzz, I'm gonna pick on you a little bit. Well, how many of those were Mossad attacks? You know, or that's the implication there. Kill them too.
Was okay? Mossad chanting death to America? Were the Mossad building nuclear weapons with stated plans to bomb American cities with them?
And they have nuclear weapons. Israel does.
Yeah, and everybody goes. Oh well, the Israelis they attacked one of our ships in 1967. True. Okay, yeah. But what about after that?
Believe me. I don't play favorite. You attack us. I don't care. I don't care if you're my second cousin. Okay. Look, I'm going after you. Okay. It's simple as that. I don't care if you're, I don't care who you are. But the weight of evidence, the preponderance of evidence, we don't have to be Einstein's Mensa, candidates to understand who our enemies are. We have, do you understand? We've got Muslims, many associated with Hamas or Hezbollah, taking over our universities, walking in our streets, taking and saying, coming around and saying, hey, you know what? We're going to rape your women, kill you, and take over your city. Okay. Do we see that in mass with Mossad? I don't think so. Let me check. I don't know. I don't see any. So you're right.